Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Now, I usually make these radio programs right after we've had a Wednesday prayer. And today, one of the things the Lord led us to pray for was a forgiveness, to get something wiped out under the blood. And we did, and we believe it's gone. But a mistake was made by the leaders of two nations, and it was caught on an open mic. President of France, Sarkozy, was talking with President Obama, and their mics were on, but they did not know it. And Sarkozy told President Obama that he could not stand Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu, and that he believes the Israeli leader is a liar, and other strong words. And the President of the United States said, well, I have to put up with him every day, something like that, something of that nature. But what we did, we knew that things like this can bring judgment on a nation. Nations are judged as nations by how they treat Israel. And I have put up online judgment of the nations for how they treat Israel scriptures. You can get those by going online, and you'll find out that God said nations as nations are going to know their judgment for how they treat Israel. Why is it that we don't know better how to treat Israel? The Lord told me at the Autumn Assembly of Prayer to do afternoons on Israel 101, just 1 hour of teaching. I only got it in for 2 days, but it would be worth your while to get those 2 days. My granddaughter, Hannah, and I were on a meeting down in Florida. And she got a telephone call from a young woman that had graduated with her from Rhema and who is now taking some courses on what she thought would be Israel from a Pentecostal Bible school. It's not a Bible school. It's a college, a university. And she's taking these courses off the campus. The campus is not in Tulsa, but she's taking the courses. And she called my granddaughter and said, the professor is telling us that the Palestinians have as much right to the land as the Jews. And then I found today from Mike Evans that he put on something online that one of the seminaries that's well known in California, Fuller Theological, one of their professors had said the same thing. Folks, this is very, very scary. So the Lord told me, put together some scriptures for this young woman. When I put together these scriptures, and he said, start with the promised land, just where I promised the land to Israel. Now, oh my, there's so many other promises where he promised to bring them back. I'm going to put those into another list, but I made a list, and it is 19 pages long in small print. We've placed this online, or we'll send you a copy. Just go online to billybrim.org. And look at this, the promised land, the eternal covenant. These are just God's word. This is God's word, people. Look how many times he said they get the land. I'm just going to read you this. Of course, it starts with Genesis 12:1. Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country, from your relatives, your father's house, to the land which I will show you. I will make you a great nation and will bless you and make your name great. So you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. In you all the families of the earth will be blessed. Genesis 12:6. Abram passed through the land as far as the site of Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. Now the Canaanite was then in the land. Jehovah, when you see L-O-R-D, capital is Jehovah. Jehovah appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. Every time God appeared to Abram, he spoke about the land. Every time he appeared to Isaac and Jacob, he spoke about the land. Genesis 13:14. The Lord said to Abram after Lot had separated from him, now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see, I will give it to you and to your descendants forever. Arise, walk through the land, its length and breadth, for I will give it to you. Genesis 15:7. And he said to him, I am Jehovah who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess it. Going on down, he cuts the covenant with Abraham. We won't read all the verses. Genesis 15, skip down to verse 18. On that day, Jehovah made a covenant with Abram, saying, to your descendants I have given this land. From the river of Egypt, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenite, the Kenizzite, the Kadmonite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Rephaim, the Amorite, the Canaanite, and the Girgashite, and the Jebusite. Genesis 25:5. Now Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. But to the sons of his concubines, Abraham gave gifts while he was still living and sent them away from his son Isaac eastward to the land of the east. Abraham's descendants got land through his Keturah and then through Ishmael, but they couldn't have Isaac's land. Genesis 26:1. Now God speaks to Isaac. Now there was a famine in the land besides the previous famine that had occurred in the days of Abraham. So Isaac went to Gerar, that is Gaza. Jehovah appeared to him, verse 26:2. Do not go down to Egypt. Stay in the land which I shall tell you. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and to your descendants I will give all these lands, and I will establish the oath which I swore to your father Abraham. Notice how many times it says, God swears. God swore. God said, I swore. Sometimes he said, I lifted up my hand. That means like you do in a courtroom. He swore. Now this is God speaking to Jacob. Genesis 28:10. Then Jacob departed from Beersheba and went toward Haran. He came to a certain place. You know the story. He had a dream. Verse 28:12. A ladder was set on the earth and its top reaching to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, Jehovah stood above it. He got up off his seat and said this. I am Jehovah, the God of your fathers, Abraham, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants. Every time he appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he spoke about the promise of the land to them and to their descendants forever. This is Exodus. And of course, this would be through Moses. Exodus chapter 3, verse 17. So I said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, the Jebusite, to a land flowing with milk and honey. Exodus 6:2, God spoke further to Moses and said to him, I am Jehovah, and I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they sojourned. Exodus 6, verse 7. Then I will take you for my people, and I will be your God. And you shall know that I am Jehovah your God, who brought you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. And I will bring you to the land which I swore. God said, I swore. I will bring you to the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I will give it to you for a possession. I am Jehovah. Exodus 13, 3. Moses said to the people, remember this day in which you went out from Egypt, from the house of slavery, for by a powerful hand Jehovah brought you out from this place. And it shall be when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Hivite, the Jebusite, which he swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, that you shall observe this rite in this month. He was speaking of Passover. Exodus 13:11. Now when Jehovah brings you to the land of the Canaanite, as he swore to you and to your fathers, and gives it to you. Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Exodus 23:23. For my angel will go before you and bring you into the land of the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Canaanite, the Hivite, the Jebusite, and I will completely destroy them. I will drive them out before you little by little until you become fruitful and take possession of the land. I will fix your boundary from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines, from the wilderness to the river Euphrates, and I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand and will drive them out before you. they shall not live in your land. Exodus 32:11. Then Moses entreated the Lord his God. 32:13. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by yourself, and said to them, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and all this land of which I have spoken I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. Exodus 33:1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, Depart, go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought from the land of Egypt, the land of which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, To your descendants I will give it. Leviticus 14:34. When you enter the land of Canaan, which I gave you for possession. Leviticus 20:24. Hence I have said to you, you are to possess their land, and I myself will give it to you, to possess a land flowing with milk and honey. I am Jehovah your God, who has separated you from the peoples. Leviticus 25:2. Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I shall give you, then the land shall have a Shabbat to the Lord. 25:23. The land, moreover, shall not be sold permanently, for the land is mine. For you are but aliens and sojourners with me. Leviticus 25:38. I am Jehovah your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, to give you the land of Canaan, and to be your God. 26:42. Then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and I will remember also my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham as well, and I will remember the land. Leviticus 26:44. Yet in spite of this, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not reject them, nor will I do so as to destroy them, breaking my covenant with them, for I am Jehovah their God. But I will remember for them the covenant with their ancestors, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nations, that I might be their God. I am Jehovah. Now I'm on the middle of page 4. I have 19 pages where God just says the scriptures, just like I have read them to you, that they get the land. Deuteronomy itself takes up 1, 2, 3, 4 pages. And he speaks of five. He's talking about little spaces here. God says, this is their land. They will get this land. I will see to it. I swear to it that they get it. In 1 Chronicles and in Psalm 105, he calls it an everlasting covenant. He says that he will remember his covenant forever, 1 Chronicles 16:15. 1 Chronicles 16:16, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac. He also confirmed it to Jacob for a statute to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion of your inheritance. It's also called the everlasting covenant in Psalm 105, verses 8 through 11. Folks, I didn't even begin to read you all these promises to the land. How dare people say that the Jews don't get this land and others have a right to it? Folks, we must honor God and His plans. In Jesus' name, amen.